This morning for our Bible study, I would encourage you to get your Bible and let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17 at verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. We have some very practical instruction from the Word of God, and it declares unto us who is a cursed person and who is a blessed person. Let's read these verses together. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, that maketh flesh his arm or his power, his refuge, whose heart's departed from the Lord. He shall be as a heath in the desert. Now that heath is a small, worthless shrub, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. Now here's the flip side. Who is a cursed man and who is a blessed man? Verse 7 of Jeremiah 17 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. The Lord is our hope. For he shall be as a tree. You see the opposite? From a shrub to a tree. A tree planted by waters that spread out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat come, but her leaf shall remain green, and shall not be careful or anxious in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Now, here's some very plain talk in the Word of God. Who then is this cursed man? Well, the Scripture says here, the cursed, miserable, condemned man are those who trust themselves and those who look to themselves for salvation. Cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Now, I don't want to seek refuge in a place where God condemns, not in the law. Not in the law of God. We read in Scripture, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Not in the law, nor in ourselves. In ourselves. Our Lord spoke a parable to certain, those Pharisees that trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And in that parable, those who trusted in themselves were condemned. Nor do I want to look to earthly wisdom or the philosophy of men. The world by wisdom does not know God. Cursed be that man, that person that looks to himself for salvation. And then he says, cursed be that person that would make flesh his arm. Now, often when you see that word arm in Scripture, it indicates means, power, strength, or confidence. Now, man is called in Scripture flesh, as the grass. Man is called flesh to show us how feeble we are. All flesh is grass. Not only weak and feeble and frail, but also sinful. Cursed be that person that would make the weak place of the flesh his confidence, his hope, and his strength. And then thirdly said, cursed be that person whose heart is departed from the Lord. From the Lord. Now, our Lord said to those Pharisees, you draw nigh unto me with your mouth and honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Every act of confidence in man is distrust and unbelief and departing from the Lord. Cursed be that person that would look to themselves for salvation and righteousness. Cursed be that person that would make flesh his power, his strength, his confidence. Cursed is that person whose heart is departed from the Lord by unbelief, unbelieving God. And then we read in the next verse the fatal consequences and the deadly consequences of those who trust themselves for salvation. He mentions three things. He said, you'll be like a heath, a shrub, a sorry shrub, the product of a barren ground that's useless and worthless and bears no fruit. Such are those that trust themselves for salvation. A sorry, worthless shrub. My Lord said to those self-righteous Pharisees, you are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. That which is highly esteemed among men, God says is worthless. It's abomination. It's abomination. It's wickedness before God. And then secondly, shall not see when good comes. Goodness did come. Goodness personified came. God incarnate, God manifest in the flesh, the glory of God. He made his goodness to pass before men. And they said, away with him. crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. You see, they were so busy looking to themselves, the law, and to their ceremonies. When goodness was personified, goodness came among them. They said, we have no king but Caesar. Away with him, crucify him. He came into his own received him not. Those that trust in self will not be blessed. They shall be like parched places. They'll inhabit a wilderness, a salt land. Those that trust their own righteousness, their own morality, their good works, their ceremony, their tradition, their feelings, who think they can do well enough without the merit of Christ, who think they can do well enough without the blood atonement of Christ, are fatally mistaken and totally deceived. Their soul shall not prosper. Their sin shall stand against them in that day of judgment. By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified, and their end shall be eternal condemnation. That's the description of the cursed man. Now, who from reading this scripture is the blessed man? Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Those that trust find their confidence, their hope, their strength, their power in Christ. Those who believe and put all their confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. In who? In him. Blessed is that man that trusteth in the Lord. Now, let me read you some Psalms. From Psalm 2, we read in Psalm 2:12, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Let me read you another Psalm. Psalm 9, verse 10. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee, that trust thee. Who do we believe? We believe him, God Almighty, God our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when do we trust him? Well, the psalmist said in Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. In whom do we trust? We trust in him. When? At all times. His person for our acceptance. We're accepted in the Beloved. We have confidence only in Christ. Paul, when he wrote to those Philippians in chapter 3, verse 3, he describes the true believer as those who worship God, those who rejoice in Christ Jesus, and those who have no confidence in the flesh. We trust his person for acceptance. We trust his righteousness for our justification. The only ground for our justification before God is the very imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this same book, Jeremiah 23, verse 6, he is called the Lord our righteousness. We trust his person. We trust his righteousness. We trust his blood for pardon. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1:7. We look to his fullness for our supply. In Christ, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and believers stand complete only in Christ. Colossians 2:9-10. His power is our protection. We're kept by the power of God. That's the blessed man. The blessed man that would put their trust in the Lord, his God, whose hope the Lord is. The Lord is our hope, our only hope of pardon, our only hope of righteousness is Christ. In Psalm 146, verse 5, David wrote this, happy is the man that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. He is our hope. Christ in you is the hope of glory, we read in Colossians 1:27. Christ is our hope. When Paul wrote to those Thessalonians, he said this, we have an everlasting consolation and a good hope through grace. A good hope in Christ and a good hope not only in Christ but through the grace of God. And then he gives us some blessed consequences of the blessed man. The happy man, those who are trusting the Lord. He describes them as trees. Now, remember, the cursed man was described as a worthless shrub, fruitless, worthless. But he describes the believer, the blessed man, as a tree, tall and strong and planted by the waters. Now, believers often are described in scriptures as trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, Isaiah 61:3. Trees that are planted by Christ. He said, every tree that's not planted by my heavenly Father shall be rooted up. These believers have been planted in Christ, rooted in Him, chosen in Him. Paul put it this way. He said, of Him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and our redemption. Trees and believers have been put in Christ by God's eternal election, put in Christ by God's decree, put in Christ by God-given faith. And they spread out their roots. You see that? They spread out their roots by the river. In Scripture, we read that we're rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall not see when the heat comes. That is, when trial and persecution and heartache come. The believer that's rooted and grounded in Christ, who's drinking of the water of life, the fountains of living water in Christ, shall not fail and shall not fear. You see, we have all our confidence and hope, not in the arm of the flesh, but in the power of God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's another consequence. He says, her leaf shall remain green. Our life in Christ shall remain fresh and flourishing. Jeremiah said in Lamentation 3, it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His mercies are new every morning. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy that He saved us. Her leaf shall be green. You see that? Shall not see when the heat comes. Shall not be anxious or careful or fearful in the drought or in lean times. We read this promise of Scripture, the Lord shall provide. He shall provide all our need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. And then lastly, here's the consequence of the blessed man. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Now the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. These things shall not cease from yielding. Christ in you, the hope of glory, does yield fruit. Now let me leave you this morning by reading Psalm 92. It talks about the blessed man as a tree. Psalm 92, verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. That's a blessed man, isn't it? They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright, that the Lord is my rock, and our salvation is in Him.